Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath on my side of the neck of the wood. This is our lesson, chapter 74, entitled Gethsemane, part 3. On this Sabbath, June 25th, 2022. This is our lesson 359. I hope and pray, dear ones, that everyone can see the presentation in the room. And our dear brother Gray will be the one to sing our Tiny Tots hymn entitled More About Jesus.
More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If anyone of the Tiny Tots, helped by their parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Father, blesses everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please accept the Sabbath days that are about to learn. Please accept Jesus. I love him. Please accept everyone and Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's story time, dear ones, and this is the time that we ask all the little ones to pay close attention and have their listening ears for our story time section of our chapter 6 entitled Days of Conflict, part 2, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to narrate.
All right. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. That's Job 28:28. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. This is David praying. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Jesus did not contend for his rights. He didn't say, hey, it's my turn. He waited till somebody said, Jesus, your turn. When roughly used, he bore it patiently because he was so willing and uncomplaining. His work was often made needlessly hard, yet he was not discouraged, for he knew that God smiled upon him. Does God smile on you? Yes, if you were obedient to Mom and Daddy, God smiles on you. His happiest hours were found when alone with nature and with God. When his work was done, he loved to go into the fields to meditate. That's to think. In the green valleys, to pray to God on the mountainsides or amid the trees of the forest. He listened to the lark caroling or singing forth music to its creator, and his voice joined the song of joyful praise and thanksgiving. Can you imagine? Did he sing with the birds? That'd be interesting. With a voice of singing, he welcomed the morning light. So he went out early. The break of day often found him in some quiet place, thinking about God, studying the Bible, or in prayer. He didn't have the Bible we have today. He had only the Old Testament scriptures. From these peaceful hours, he would return to his home to take up his duties again and to give an example of patient toil or work. Wherever he was, his presence seemed to bring the angels near. The influence of his pure, holy life was felt by all classes of people. Others recognized that he was a Christian, we would say. Harmless and undefiled, he walked among the thoughtless, the rude, the uncourteous, amid the unjust tax gatherers, the reckless prodigals, the unrighteous Samaritans, the heathen soldiers, and the rough peasants. He spoke a word of sympathy here and a word there as he saw men weary, yet compelled to bear heavy burdens. He shared their burdens and repeated to them the lessons he had learned from nature of the love, the kindness, the goodness of God. He taught them to look upon themselves as having precious talents, which if rightly used would gain for them eternal riches. By his own example, he taught that every moment of time is of value and should be put to some good use. Do I use my time wisely? Do you? He passed by no human being as worthless. He didn't say, that person is worthless. And I've actually heard people say that of others. But he tried to encourage the roughest and most unpromising. He told them that God loved them as his children and that they might become like him in character. So in a quiet way, Jesus from his very childhood worked for others. This work none of the learned teachers or even his own brothers could make him give up. With an earnest purpose, he carried out the design of his life, for he was the light of the world, to be the light of the world. That's from Story of Jesus, pages 39 and 40. And Job 28:28 says, and unto him he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the part one of our chapter six entitled Days of Conflict Part Two for our Tiny Thought Lesson Book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place July 2, 2022. Well, little ones, mommies and daddies, and even our guests, we are going to take a few moments to learn precious lesson from God's creation through nature in part 13 of our water topic. So let's have our listening ears, dear ones. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to narrate it.
God blessings, everyone. Here's today's is nature lesson concerning water. Yeah, it's about seas and oceans. Nature, seas and oceans. A sea is a body of salt water not as large as an ocean and usually surrounded by land. Jesus' brothers are like a salty sea, receiving the rain of heaven and the fresh streams from the mountains and turning them into salt. They did not appreciate the blessing of Jesus in their home. They remind us that the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Isaiah 57:20. Big wide seas separate friends and family now, but God will change that on the new earth, for John in the vision saw that there was no more sea. Revelation 21:1. We won't be separated to each other for long, but but anyone who admires the ocean has to enjoy it while it lasts. Anyway. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Psalm 93:4. As the sea represents people, so God is more powerful than the multitudes. Remember, the ocean covers more than 70% of the earth. The ocean contains most of the water, or 97% on the earth. The large oceans on the world remind us that all the paternal love which has come down from generation to generation through the channel of human hearts, all the springs of tenderness which have opened in the souls of men, are but as a tiny rill to the boundless ocean when compared with the infinite, exhaustless love of God. My Life Today, page 289. Each little stream finds the mighty ocean, so each little child can find Christ, our mighty God. Jesus came to this world and was a child to show children how to serve God. The ocean is a blessing to man. It provides a place for a family to go and enjoy God's creation. It provides food, energy, and minerals. Ships carry supplies from one country to another over the ocean. But most importantly, it helps keep the air healthful and supplies rain. As the vapor is drawn heavenward and the salty water becomes sweet, so when we are drawn heavenward, we too become sweet like Jesus. In a later lesson, we will learn more about the ocean. Liquid water is very important to the earth and to you and me. Living like Jesus did in his home is very important to you and me. A truthful life is of great value in this liquid world today. And here are some reminders. One, as you work together, others a family, let your choice mind your lesson. Two, when things do not go right when working, remember how Jesus sang and prayed. Follow his example. Here's remarkable parent food. For both children, youth, and parents to read and remember. Christ is the ideal for all humanity. He has left the perfect example for childhood, youth, and womanhood. He came to this earth and passed through the different phases of human life. He talked and acted like other children, youth, except that he did no wrong. Sin found no place in his life. Every he lived in an atmosphere of heavenly purity. From childhood to manhood, he preserved unsullied his trust in God. The word says of him, he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. In the sanctuary of the home, Jesus received his education, not merely from his parents, but from his heavenly Father. As he grew older, God opened to him more and more of the great work before him. But notwithstanding his knowledge of this, he assumed no airs of superiority. Never did he, by disrespect, cause his parents pain or anxiety. He delighted to honor and obey them. Although he was not ignorant of his great mission, he consulted their wishes and submitted to their authority. Christ had been commander of the heavenly hosts, but he did not, because of this, excuse himself from labor, allowing his parents to support him. While still quite young, he learned a trade and faithfully discharged his daily duties, contributing to the support of the family. Christ is the light and joy of the family circle. Fifth bow coming to page 1117 or 1118. The last part is, Jesus leaves home. In Nazareth, there was told in the carpenter shop they had been Joseph's, and one recognized the call. His time had come. Turning from his daily toil, he bade farewell to his mother and followed in the steps of his countrymen who were flocking to the Jordan. Desire of Ages, page 109. Turn to Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. And remember, little ones, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. Our opening song to our family meeting is entitled Near to the Heart of God, also found in 495, in case you have the hymn book. If anyone of the dear family would like to join in the hymn, you may unmute your mic to do so. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, bless, Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us away before thee, near to the heart of God.
There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us to wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
There is a place of full relief near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Amen and Sabbath blessing.
Amen and Sabbath blessing to you too, dear sister, and for everyone that just came in the room. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for this morning, and please protect everybody who's not here if they're not feeling good, and please protect everybody who's here, and please protect the word that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 27, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And Jesus said unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests and those that are listening in other devices later on recording, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled Gethsemane in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Mark chapter 14, verses 29, King's Version. But Peter said unto him, Although all shall be offended, yet we not will not I. Mark chapter 14, verse 37. And he cometh and
findeth
them weeping, and
they
saith unto Peter,
Simon,
sleepest
thou couldest
not
thou
watch one hour.
Thank you, Tilly.
Mark verse
chapter 14.
Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak.
Amen. Thank you, Tasha. Mark.
Chapter 14. Mark chapter 14.
Verse 39.
Mark chapter 14, verse 40. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. neither wist they what to answer him. Layla, can read 14:41, please.
And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough, the honor is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
Betrayed, not betrayed.
Jeremiah, come here. Mark 14:42. Rise up.
Let us go.
Lo.
He that.
Betrayeth.
Me.
Is.
At hand.
Matthew chapter 20 and verse 22. But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, We are able.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 688 through 689. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in the Desired Ages, page 688. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 688. Rising with painful effort, he staggered to the place where he had left his companions. But he findeth them asleep. He had found them praying and would have been relieved. He would have been relieved had they been seeking refuge in God, that satanic agencies might not prevail over them. He would have been comforted by their steadfast faith, but they had not heeded the repeated warning, watch and pray. At first, they had been much troubled to see their master. Next slide, please. Thank you. Continuing. Usually so calm and dignified, wrestling with a sorrow that was beyond comprehension. They had prayed as they heard the strong cries of the sufferer. They did not intend to forsake their Lord, but they seemed paralyzed by a stupor which they might have shaken off if they had continued pleading with God. They did not realize the necessity of watchfulness and earnest prayer in order to withstand temptation. Desire of Ages, page 668, paragraph 1. Sorry, I'm outside and there's a lot of birds, so sorry if they're too loud.
No, not at all. We love it. Even the birds are singing on the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed it. Let us learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, King James Version, taken from the scripture song singers in the section Promises in the memory verse CD.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 688. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
The desire of ages, page 688. Just before he bent his footsteps to the garden, Jesus had said to the disciples, "All ye shall be offended because of me." This night they had given him the strongest
assurance
that they would go with him to prison and to death and for self-suffocation.
Sufficient.
Peter had added, "Although all shall be offended, yet will not I, Mark.
Mark chapter 14. Verse 27. And 29.
Next slide, please.
Go ahead. Continuing, but
the disciples trusted to
themselves.
They did not look to the
mighty
helper us.
Christ
had
counseled
them to do
thus
when the
Savior
was most in need of
their
sympathy and
prayers,
they were found
asleep.
Even
Peter
was asleep.
Very good. Desire of Ages. Page 688. Good job.
Good job. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verses 1 and 2. Also from the scripture Sing a Song in the section Peaceful Rest of the Memory CD.
As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so my soul panteth after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. My soul thirsteth for the living God. Psalm 42, 1 and 2.
Amen. We are in the desired ages. We are in page now, 689. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The desired ages, page 689. And John, the loving disciple who had leaned upon the breast of Jesus, was asleep. Surely the love of John for his master should have kept him awake. His earnest prayer should have mingled with those of his loved Savior in the time of his supreme sorrow. The Redeemer had spent entire nights praying for his disciples that their faith might not fail. Next slide, please. Continuing. Should Jesus now put to James and John the question he had once asked them, "Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They would not have ventured to answer, "We are able." Matthew 20:22, Desire of Ages, page 689, paragraph 1.
Continuing the reading, the Desire of Ages, page 689. The disciples awakened at the voice of Jesus, but they hardly knew him. His face was so changed by anguish. Addressing Peter, Jesus said, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. The weakness of his disciples awakened the sympathy of Jesus. And continuing on the next slide, please. He feared not that they would be able to endure the test which would come upon them in his betrayal and death. He did not reprove them, but said, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Even in his great agony, he was seeking to excuse their weakness. The spirit truly is ready, he said, but the flesh is weak. The Desire of Ages, page 689, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Let us continue with the other scripture song, and this one is in the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 38, from the King James. This scripture song is taken from the Desire of All Nations, volume 3, in the scripture song memory verse section. We are still in page 689. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Again. Go ahead, brother.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Again, the Son of God was sized with superhuman agony, and fainting and exhausted, he staggered back to the place of his former struggle. His suffering was even greater than before, as the agony of soul came upon him. His sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Continuing, the cypress and palm trees were the silent witnesses of his anguish. From their leafy branches drop heavy dew upon his stricken form, as if nature wept over its altar, wrestling alone with the powers of darkness.
Amen. That was Desire of Ages, page 689, paragraph 3. Sabbath blessing. My Father, let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 4, with margin, also taken from the Desire of All Nations, volume 2 this time, from the scripture song section of the memory verse.
Shall bring forth
Welcome to the dear brethren that are just coming in. Dear ones, we are going to reserve the sixth question for our study for next Sabbath review. So next week, we will be reviewing part three of our new lesson entitled Gethsemane. If you have any questions besides the six questions that are being reserved, you may send them before Thursday and Friday the latest. If any one of the dear remnant family, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to close our family section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name, Lord. We thank you again for giving us the opportunity to gather on your Sabbath, blessed Sabbath day. Thank you, Lord, for all the participation of the lovely children and also their parents, Father. Bless us and keep us as we go forward. Bless the speaker for the next section of the study. May everything we do and say may be to your honor and glory in this day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be our lesson 359, part 2 review of our chapter 74, entitled Gethsemane, part 3, and that will be held July the 2nd, 2022. May you all have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones, leaving the scriptures and also a quote from the Spirit of Prophecy. Luke 15:7, King James, I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And the quote is taken from the Acts of the Apostle, 1:52 and 1:53. It is the work of the angels to come close to the trial and suffering, the tempted. They labor entirely in behalf of those for whom Christ died. When sinners are led to give themselves to the Savior, angels bear the tidings heavenward, and there is great rejoicing among the heavenly hosts. May you all have a restful and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.
May you also, my daughter, and I'd like to let you know that I'm not home, okay?
Okay. God bless you, Dad.